Second Kol Shir of Hei Tov Shemem Gimel on the union of Pesach Sheshachtu L'Shem Cholin Yud Dal Cheshvan Hei Tov Shemem Gimel October 31st, 1982 on Sunday.
Now the law is that ain't no the nimne al shnei psochim. He not need that was shape so. Now, since even without, suppose Pesach wouldn't be distinguished by Chagos, but it wouldn't be any of the Shimcha Gosim. So the Chayim, he wouldn't be becoming anyway. So even if the Aruch HaYadim not the way the Rambam passes, so then Pesach Shimcha would still not be any of the Shimcha Gosim. If it would not be any of the Shimcha Gosim, so then he would have to bring another compass, and he would have to be in there another compass. So melee, he is nimi al shnei pesachim. That's why it's possible. Again, that's why we have noticed. So, but from Rosh Rambam, it's not mashma that way. That the time is because in nimi al shnei pesachim, he says v'amartem shenema v'amartem tero pesal shem. So the Rambam should say mipnei shein odom nimi al shnei pesachim. The Rambam doesn't say because ain't no nimne al shnei pesachim, and then something else. When do we apply the halacha of ain't no nimne al shnei pesachim? If it could be eitz dechei of the Pesach with one Pesach, so maybe it cannot be nimne al shnei pesachim. But if he's not irlechei mosei, so that means in the first Pesach that Moshe Rabbeinu is not irlechei mosei. So the minu and that Pesach is not a minu if it's not the Rishon Chemosei. What kind of a minu is it? So the Mele is not a minu of Shnei Pesachim. I mean, so then the Yosemeach gives a very profound test. I mean, and it might be the Pshat of the Rambam, except that the question arises, why does the Rambam mention the Pesach of Amartem Tzemach Pesach? The Yosemeach says, that the whole reason is why Chagos Shimcha is not possible. Why not at all the reasons are possible? That Chagos Shimcha is possible gamma. So why is it that Chagos Shimcha is not possible gamma? So it's because of loy mino machi, loy mino, loy machi. Mino machi, loy mino machi. Even though the Rambam, the Rambam mentions the drosha of the Lozer. The Gemara says it already in the Lozer. Kochi mechalim kochi. And Benchum mechalim kochi. But even if it's on the basis of Benchum mechalim kochi, so it's again. So the aloha of Benchum mechalim kochi itself is declaratory that a machshove that is love me no is not pisavos. But if we say it's not on the basis of a special alphase, so there is a aloche, a general aloche of loy minom mach. A general aloche, without recourse to a special transaction of kochim chalim kochim v'im chum chal kochim. But if we say it's on the basis of a chum chalim kochim, so that means there is no general aloche, a cloud, a collateral ekule, that a loy minom mach. But here, there is a sakoso of kochim chalim kochim v'chum chalim kochim. So that sakoso itself is declaratory of the halacha that here we got in machshav da apeisles. So only in machshav we know is machri, is pisalos. But machshav shaloi we know is not pisalos. So the reason, so in final analysis, even according to the Rambam, that the Rambam says that Chatos Shimcha is not possible gamma because of the Yalfuse. Kochim Chal Kochim, Vichum Chal Kochim, but it's still based upon the concept of Loi Mino Lemach. But not that it's a general Aloche Loi Mino Lemach, but here there is a Aloche of Loi Mino Lemach. Why? This is implicit in the Zerzakos of Vichum Chal Kochim. Why? Because this is a machshava loy mino. So the Alexander says that chum is considered loy mino regarding chatos. Mashe inke regarding pesach, so chum is not considered loy mino. Regarding pesach, so chum is also considered as mino. Why? Because all the other components, even the components are chumis. der diese Chattos an der Chemes sollte. Wie tun? Wie sich mit tun? Der diese Chattos an der Chemes. So there is a mitzwe of in von der Kehr und Schirin der Chattos an der Chemes. Let's say because wo auch war schon Kupame. So there is a mitzwe of Achilles Kotschi. But a Chattos or even Kotschinkau that there is a mitzvah of Achilas Kotchin Kaul, but the Kohen of Kotchin Kaul of Shlomi is not Kohen for the purpose of being here. It's Kohen because it's Kohen. But once it's Kohen, there is a mitzvah of Achilas Kotchin Kaul. There is a mitzvah of Achilas Kotchin Kaul, and even by Kotchin Chatos and Achilles, we also have Sasha Kubabem, so there's a mitzvah. But the Chavizvin of the Kohen is not for the purpose of being there. That mitzvah takes effect once it is Nikra. There is a mitzvah of eating Kotchin, but it's not Kohen for the purpose of being there. Mashiachim Ba'Pesach. So there is a Lachel Shalim Lichlot. So it's also possible Kohen Pesach, because the Kohen Pesach, al pidin, it's unique Kohen Pesach. It's distinguished from all other Kohenes. It's Nikra, in order to be that. And if Achille cannot be realized, so it cannot even be Kohen. It has to be whole Achille. In other Kohenes, we don't have such a Lachel that if it's not, if it cannot be Lechal, so then it's not, it cannot be Kohen. Because here by Kohen Pesach is a Kohmachl. It's Nikra, it's Kohen, for the purpose of being Nechal. And if it cannot be Nechal, it cannot be Kohen. It cannot be Kohen. So the Meile, since Kohen Pesach is a Kohmachl, so it's Kohen to be Nechal, so the Meile, whom is Mei, is Mino of Kohen Pesach. Chum is not Mino of Chatos or another Kohen, because all Kohenes, they are not Kohen for the purpose of being Nechal. So Mele, it's a different category altogether. Mashiach came Pesach, the whole Chalizdi Kohen is in order to be Nechal. So Mele, it's Mino. So Mele, it's possible the whole reason as to why Chatos Lishim Chum is kosher and it's not possible. It's not even Shem Chaybo, but possibly it isn't. Because love is all Machl. So, regarding Chatos, so Chum is love is all. Because Kobones, Chum, Avevi Machl. What is the purpose of Chum? Machl. There is no Dino Machl. But it's in the Machl. As a matter of fact, not that there is any stealing, but to a certain extent, the terrets given by the Yosemayach is the reverse of the terrets given by the Kerneon and the Zevachtim. The Kerneon is the terrets and the reason as to why Pesach, Lishim Chum, is possibly Gamle, because by Pesach there is a Lucha of Lishim Echol. So maybe if it's Lishim Chum, so maybe it's Shalim Lishim Echol. Because in Chum there is no Kiyum of Achille. And the terrace of the Sameach, in a certain sense, not that there is any skill, but in a certain sense, it's just the reverse. He says, because the only business why Chatos, which in Chum is possible, is kosher. It's not El Shem Chaybo, but it's not possible in Gamble, because it's Lavin No with Machlid. So, why is it Lavin No? Not because one is Chum and one is kosher. One is Chum, one is kosher, doesn't make it love no. But the reason is why Chum is love no of Chatos, because Chatos is not, Chum is in the Lachle, and Chatos is not in the Lachle, even though there is a mitzvah, Loch HaShekubabel. That's, once it is Kohen, but it's not Kohen, because it is in the Lachle. It's Kohen because it's Kohen. But then there is a loche of Achilas Kotchin. So there are certain Kotchin that are Mishofis and the Chatois are Mishofis. There are Chatois and the Chodos. But it's Kohen because it's Kohen. So Mashiach in Pesach, it's Kohen as it called to be Nechal. So the Chalitz Min Achille is an equal and equal part of the Chalitz Min Akrove. So the Mele, since Chum is in the Machile, what is the purpose of Chum? Machile. What other purpose is there in Chum? There is no mitzvah Machile. But that's the purpose of Achille, it's in Lachile. And the Kol Pesach, the Kol Chalitz Din is Lachile. So the Mele, Chum and Pesach is Mino. If it's Mino, so it's Machshava Mitzvah. Now, it's a very good story, but the Rambam mentions a pasuk, Va'amarten Zevach Pesach Ula Mishne. Now, the Rambam Perusha Mishne, Rambam Perusha Mishne, so he says, that Chum, the Natron, that Pesach, Shalui Mishmo is possibly gone because of the posseed Va'amarten Zevach Pesach Ula Mishne. On the surface, it appears to be contrary to the Gemara. Because the Gemara, Pesach no, as I don't know, Pesach no. How do we know that Pesach, so we wish more is possible? You see, Shomer has said, Shomer has said, so Pesach, you know, as he is, so we should know. Ask the phone, so we learn how from the Pesach, Shomer has said, Shomer, that Pesach, so we wish more is possible. Ask the phone, Shinu Kedish, Shinu Kedish, Shinu Kedish, how do you know that if the Pesach of Rubin was Mishcha, Mishim Shimen, so that is possible to see Va'amartem Zevach Pesach, Shete Mitzvicho Mishim Pesach, Yimeini Yom Mishinu Kedesh, Pleyuritim Mishinu Ba'alim. As you can read it, Le'akim Yolot, Amakho, Vizopach Pesach HaMishim Rekecho, Maske lo rav safte, hai mizu bach roche de ose, hai mi goi lecha rav nachnu, rav nachnu, rav alboye, nai lo misach pesach shekori shlomi, shenema mizu bach pesach lechem lekeho tse nivoko, val in pesach bolo nakfosin meizim, mikam lo misach pesach shi nubo rabo nacin nakoko, hai mi shlomi, elo rabo. Mizu bach pesach lechem rav nachnu. So that does not imply that the aloha pshalui mishmo. Shomer said, "Shomi, we meet Bishinu Kedesh. Va'amartem Zevach Pesach, Bishinu Bali, we meet. Who? We are Kedesh. So the who is Kedesh? Bin Hoch. In other words, so from the who, Va'amartem Zevach Pesach, who? Va'amartem Zevach Pesach. So from the who, we deduce that it's Kedesh. If Shomer Mishmo, it's possible." Shinu Kedesh, Ben Hochem. Ben Shinu Kedesh, Ben Shinu Bali. So that means, in final analysis, so how do we know that Pesach Shalom Shmo, whether it's in Kedesh or it's in Bali, so is possibly gone from the who? That's the Pasik, from Martin Zevach Pesach, who are the Shem. So mainly the Shem is what that means. Now it is interesting, the Miri, in Psochi, the Miri in Psochi, now, the Yerushalmi in Psochi, in Tomi Nishchat, so the Yerushalmi says, how do we know that Pesach, Shalui Nishmo is possible, Shenema Ba'amartem Zevach Pesach Ula Nishem. That's what the Yerushalmi in Psochi says. Ba'amartem Zevach Pesach, here the Gemara also says, but here the Gemara says that we show you when I will meet the show the Swedish Ovid, and then Baba to the Lachpesa, we should buy him, and who is lacking in Ochelor? But Yerushalmi says that we know that, so Yerushalmi is in consonance with our Babi, because here Babi also says, who is lacking in Ochelor? So that means in final analysis, so from who we learn out that the Pesach Shalom Yishmo, Shimukin, Shimukin, is possibly done. So that's the Rosh Yerushalmi Pesach. The Miri Pesachim, so it mentions, Ugdei Yam Chavon in Kosovo, Pesach Sheshochte, Pesach Sheshochte, Shmishim Chum Kosovo, Shenema, Va'amartem Zevach Pesach Ula Vishem, Vidobo Zu, Nivuea Vitalmud Amarov. Talmud Yerushalmi. So what he means, he doesn't mean the Yerushalmi Pesachim, because Yerushalmi Pesachim doesn't discuss Pesach Shem Chum. Yerushalmi Pesachim discusses the deed אפשרים לשמוע עם פסח, שזה עצמא נשמע ירום המדור. כי פאבלי, מינס, רק פאבלי, ותיסרפלי, מינס, זה יושב לי קודשים, זה רוצה יושב לי קודשים. It is interesting if that one person published in the time of Israeli, I mean, so he published in Yerushalmi, the manuscript of Yerushalmi and Kochim, and there were a few daily who felt that it was authentic, but the overwhelming majority of the daily felt that it wasn't authentic. So, but I looked up, I mean, here I can tell you that in New York, in the library of Yeshivas Tzvachonim, they had the Yerushalmi Kochim, so there it mentions Pesach Mishim Chum Minayim. Pesach Mishim Chum Shim Posol Shenema Be'amal Tetzel HaPesach Ula Hashem. Well, that doesn't prove that it's authentic, because even if it's not authentic, it's a brilliant person. He was able to, you know, to make such a Yerushalmi, but in Yerushalmi and Kochim it is mentioned. Now, assuming that Yerushalmi and Kochim that we have is not authentic, but the Mi'ilim Psochim mentions that Rosh of the Rambam, mentions it Rosh. And he says that it's Mi'ilim in the Talmud Marobe. Talmud Amaro, he says, it's Mi'ilim. So it's a special Rosh. So the Mi'ilim, the best clarity is, as the Mi'ilim says, that this Rosh is mentioned in Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi and Kochi. We don't tell the Yerushalmi and Kochi. But the question is, what kind of halacha is implicit in that Rosh? So it's obvious that there is a special Zerzakos. The Rambam mentions a classic, it's not the derech of the Rambam to mention something, but sometimes when it does mention, so what is the purpose? To emphasize that the reason is why it is like that, because there is a Zerzakos. So why we saw all kinds of shocking, because it's a not a minute now to talk in them because it's so much a little or therefore about such a big chidesh and the Rambam doesn't mention any scores, he just mentions it passing. So in the kneeling, if Zohim says it's a Yerushalmi, so that's the best answer. But we have to understand what kind of halacha is mentioned in that Zerzakos. I think, I mean, in light of what I said last time, I said last time, 2 weeks ago or something. I mean, I deviated to a certain extent from what Rabbi says. Rabbi says, now yes, he says that Shalom Bishmo could be possible for 2 reasons. First of all, because of Machshava Chasalis. And then it could be possible because it has to be called Bishmo. So he says, actually, on the theoretical level, both halachas could apply. First of all, it's a machshava b'tzelis, so he should pass if it's a ratio. But the reason is why it doesn't pass. The reason is why it doesn't pass. It's a machshava b'tzelis. So he says, first of all, you know, he should pass. First of all, he should pass because he has to be covered with more. If we like recourse to the halacha of Machshava B'Tzelis. So it should be possible. Because if it's not covered with Shmo, if a Shlomi is not covered, Lishlomi or a neighbor is not covered, Lishimeiro, so it should possibly come, because it has to be with Shmo. And that's Miyaki. It's not the Lulachat. But the reason is why it cannot be possible. Because of the fact, because of the lack of Nishmo, is an account of Stom Nishmokore. Stom Nishmokore means that it's an integral part in the call. Because the call, let's say if it's a Nishmo, so it has Misha Seiko. If it's a Shlomi, it has Misha Shlomi. So the Mele, when he's Makri, and Nishmo, it has Misha Seiko. So it is called Misha Seiko. And even if you have a machshava lehever, it should still be covered with shemayim. Even if he has a machshava lehever. And the same thing should be true of chatos. Because if there hadn't been a special zakosu, that the machshava shalom lishmo is a machshava apisalas, So there, it should still be possible because of the head of Ishmo, because of the lack of Ishmo. But why we have to resolve to the Haloche of Machshava Pisales? Because an account of the Haloche of some Ishmo Kohenes, so that means that the Chatos, Tetz Mishas Chatos, so the Mishem Chatos, it's able to be covered with the Chatos. There's the Chalizdin of the Chatos, so to be covered with Mishem Chatos. So Mele, even if he is not Mechashim Mishmo, and even if he's Mechashim Lehefer, Mishem Elo, he should still be covered with Mishem Chatos, because of some Mishmo Kohen, even if he has Mechashim Lehefer. But, so Mele, it should be possible. But the reason is why it's possible, it should be possible, it should be the Eilu Mishim Chavotzen, because Stomu Mishmo Kohen is imminent. In the call, there's Stomu Mishmo Kohen. But the reason is why Chatos is possible, and we do not apply Stomu Mishmo Kohen, is not because it's not trying to apply Stomu Mishmo Kohen in the case where there is a Machshon Lehefer, but because of the special Aloche that a Machshon Apisalas, like people like Machshon, so it's a Pisales. So here it's also Pisales. So by Chatos the Aloche is, it's Pisales and Gamle, and by Shokamones the Aloche is, it's not Pisales and Gamle, but it's Pisales to the extent that it is not Eilu Mishim Chavotzen. This is what the Rambam says. So I deviated from what the Rambam says, and I said that there are two Aloches, Machshava Pisales, and then there is Aloche that if it's Elohim Mishmo, it cannot be Elohim Mishim Chavotzen. So in order to be possibly Gamle, then it's not possibly Gamle just because of the lack of Mishmo. It's possibly Gamle on the basis of the Aloche of Machshava Pisales. Machshava Pisales. So we may lay by Chatos, there is a Aloche of Machshava Pisales, so it's possibly Gamle. It's possibly Gamle. Mashiachim Ashokopones, there is no Zerosakosu of Machshava Pisales. But why isn't it Eilu Mishim Chavo? The answer is because in order to be Eilu Mishim Chavo, it has to be Kohen Mishmo. But if it's Tome, so then it's considered Kohen Mishmo, because it is an integral part of the call. In other words, if it's a Neilo, so it has to be a Neilo, it's able to be covered as a Neilo. So it's imminent in the call itself. So Mele, as long as he's not Mechashit in Machshava Lehefer, so then it is called Mishmo. It is called Mishmo. But if it's Mechashit in Machshava Lehefer, then we cannot say Stomu Mishmo Koi on account of the fact that it's an integral part of the call. So even if it's Mechashit in Machshava Lehefer, so it's called Mishmo. If it's not Mechashim altogether, then it's considered that it was Nikre Mishmo. But if it's Mechashim Machshava Lehefer, so then it's not considered that it's called Mishmo. It's not considered that it's called Mishmo. So it's not called Mishmo. So, but Machshava Pisales, the reason, Aloche of Machshava Pisales by Shokhavanes, only Gabi Chatos, there is Aloche of Machshava Pisales. But Gabi Shokhavanes, Evo Shlomi, there is no Aloche of Machshava Apisales, but there is Aloche that in order to be Eilu Mishim Chavotzen, it has to be Nikra Mishmo. So if it is Tome, it's considered as it's Nikra Mishmo. But if it is Mechashev and Machshava Lehefer, let's say, if it's Mechashev, let's say, Eilu Mishim Shlomi, so then we cannot say Tome Mishmo Koi, if it's Mechashev. So, but possibly Gamle it isn't, because the Aloha of Machshava Pisales is only mentioned with Gabi Chatos, not with Gabi Shokobonis. But it's not Eilu Mishim Chavotzen, because there is a general Aloha. There is a general Aloha that in order to be Eilu Mishim Chavotzen, so it has to be covered Mishmo. Stone, so it's considered still a covered Mishmo. But there is a Machshava Lehefer, Eilu Mishim Shlomi, Shlomi Mishim Eilu, so then we cannot say Stomu Mishmo. Now, the Aloche by Shokobonis, not Eilu Mishim Chavotzen, so is induced from the possibility of Zebach Shlomi Kobone, Shekis, Vichel, Mishim Shlomi. So that is the Zakos of only implies that there has to be Mishmo. And so, if he has a Machshava Lehefer, So there is lack of Lishmo. Stop Lishmo, we cannot say when there is Mashal affair. So then it's not in Lishmo Mosek. But possible it isn't, because there is no Aluch of Mashal Abisal and Mashal Abisal. Mashal Abisal, the Xeras Akosu, Vishohatis of Hatos, Shetishim Shkiton, Shetishim Shimhatos, there is Aluch. This implies the Xeras Akosu of Mashal Abisal. So there is possible God. Loi mino, loi machi, of kochim, chal kochim, chum chal kochim, as the Yosef Yach says. So, in final analysis, it is declaratory of the meaning of loi mino, loi machi. So, in other words, so it cannot be machshava pizelis. But, to say stop nishmo koye, when he has machshava lehetach, even though machshava lehetach is lab mino. So, chum chal kochim, or loi mino, loi machi, only implies that it's not machshava pizelis. But it doesn't imply that it's considered kol mishmo, as long as there is mashal lehetach, even if it's lav mino. So we cannot say stop mishmo koy. So there is lack of mishmo. If there is lack of mishmo, it cannot be elishim kavasi. But if possibly gambe, it cannot be elim mechatos on the basis of the lack of mishmo, of the heder of mishmo. So the header of Mishmo only accomplishes that it should be Elishim Chavosek, not the Paslov. Mashim Kippa Pesach. So this makes it as a Kosov. Ba'amalten Zebat Pesach Ula Nishem, that they call me Pesach, if it's not called Mishmo, if there is a lack of Mishmo, so then it is possibly gone. By Chavos, in order to be possibly gone, it must be on the basis of Mashal Apiseles. So Mashal Apiseles, we say only machshava mino. Machshava loy mino is not the machshava pizelis, but it's not elishim chavosek because of the lack of lishmo. Lack of lishmo. So as well, mashim ki by kol pesach. So the xeras akosu ova malten zevach pesach hu ladishem. Va malten zevach pesach hu ladishem. So that implies that by Pesach, if there is a head of Mishmo, if there is a leg of Mishmo, even though there is no Machshava Apiseles, so it was not done. That's the posik of Amalten Zevach Pesachu. Amalten Zevach Pesachu, Leachim, Bein Ho. Is Leachim in the Herrscher of the Chum Pesach. And if it's not going Mishmo, so then, it's what? So in other words, so even though Chatos and Pesach have a common denominator, but on a theoretical level, it's different, the two psulim are grounded in different ways. Chatos, so the psul of Chatos, Shalom Mishmo, is because of Machshava Apiseles. So in order to be Machshava Apiseles, so it has to be Mino, Echum Chalom Kochi. So, Mishim Chum, so it's not possible. By Pesach, the reason is why it's possible, not because it's a Machshava Apiseles by Pesach. As far as the Aloha of Machshava Apiseles is concerned, so Pesach should not be distinguished from Mino and Shlomi. But by Pesach, there is an extra aloche, v'amartem zevach Pesach ula nishem, that who, li'akim, v'hochem v'hochem, that it has to be called Mishmo. If it's not called Mishmo, so then it's possible now. It's possible now. So that way, but if it's not a mamish, there is no mashal le'etach, so then it is called Mishmo. So, but if it's Pesach Mishim Chum, then we cannot say, stop the Mishmo koe, it's still Machshava Lehetach. So in many ways, the Mishmo is lacking. If the Mishmo is lacking, so we cannot say, lav mino, loy machi. Lav mino, loy machi. What the Yosef Yach says could be true. It could be that this is the Sakosuk. But in other words, that this is the Sakosuk itself is declaratory of the thing that Kol Pesach is in Mikol, is distinguished from all other Kabbalists. Because all other Kabbalists are covered because they are covered. And even there is a mitzvah, Achille, Kochi Kali, Kochi Kochi, Boch Mashiach Kulabet, der Zechiyuv, der Weises, weiter war ein Erdelag wurde, so wie wir Zechiyuv in Kopf, der Papakian, Tuid hat uns an uns, wo Gott schon kaum, sondern sie nicht zu Tuid Gott schon kaum, Maschei kim bei Gott Pesach, so der Hohen Korn ist Korn, es ist Korn Machio, und if it's not all Lachle, so der Hohen Pesach ist was. Und der Zweite ist auch, auf dem Schimeko, that if he was making it, Shalom Shemekhov, so it's possible to come Pesach. Let's say, Chatos and Achilles, he'll be the Hashem, and he'll say that we should be Shalom Shemekhov, not the possible. It will be just verbiage, I mean, it won't mean anything. But come Pesach, so it's coming back. It's coming back. So that itself is implicit in the sense of possible. But now that it's not Pesach, that means, because it is a copy that is the Chalizdin is covered by Achille, so in Melech we have to be, it has to be covered by Shmo. But now that it's not Pesach, all right. So what the Yosemite says could be true, but it's not on the basis of Islam, it's on the basis of the Yosakos. The Rachim Soch in the Absalmach, he says that, he mentions it in Chilish, he says that the Korban Pesach, the Shiyubayim of Korban Pesach, only applies to the Shchit. My short one is, so on the contrary, of course, the Shiyubayim applies to all of it, Shchit, Kabole, Roches, Ike, but they all revolve according to Holy Shin, etc. So, and why it applies to Shor Avedis, but it also revolves around Zik. In other words, if somebody will share Chatos Rube, Rishim Shine, so it's not possible. Only if you share Chatos Rube, I will ask easily Domin Shish. The Rambam sheet is the country, all right, so I mentioned last time, but the Beir Aloche says, in other words, there is a memorial for Eshes Dafyut, the Chinu Bayim is not, is only in the Abed of Zrike, and from Rambam Soshin it's Mashma, that even if it is not the Hashim of Maslis of Domei, it's just the Hashim, that Shchita Srubim Mishim Shinen, so it's also possible. Chatos Srubim Mishim Shinen, it's also possible. So the Rauch has said it, that according to the Rambam, when Gemara says that Shchita Shilbayim doesn't apply to Shchita, it means, at the time when he shafts, when the king shafts, the one who shafts, the Chatos, that shafts the Chatos Srubim, so it's the Hashim, he's doing the Shchite on behalf of Hashim. So it's verbiage, it's nothing. So he's doing it. It doesn't mean anything. He's doing it. What do you mean he's doing it? He has Kavone to be a Shliach for Shime. It doesn't mean anything. It's verbiage. So in effect, so the middle it does not become possible. But when the Rambam says that Shilbayim passes in all Avedis, even though it doesn't revolve around the Avedi of Zerike, he is just Mechashim at the time of the Shrike, so he's Mechashim that he should be coming for Shine, so then it's possible. Because then it is a Machshove of Shinubayim. Because what does Shinubayim mean? Shinubayim means that he's Mechashim, it should be Mechapim for some other Bible. So even the time of the Shrike, he's the Hashim, that it should be the Chapel for Shimon when it's Chatas Rume, so then it passes. But when the Gemore, the Fyut says, Vashim Bailim in Shrike, don't pass it. Gemore means, if he is the Hashim, then the Shrike is on behalf of Shimon. So then it's verbiage, it doesn't mean anything. But anyway, according to all that, according to all that, so Shimon Bailey passes daft in his decay. And when he passes in Schritte in Kabore, in Schritte in Kabore, in the Roche, so it also revolves around the king. In other words, if it's in Hashem Shashritte Amunas, literally Dome, Lishem Shimon. So then it's passes. But, so the Rach, the Psalmach, the Psochim says, Mashiach, the Korn Pesach. So the whole Korn, the whole Shem Bari applies only to Shrit. Why? So we definitely can understand what the Asameach says. In other words, the Korn Pesach is a unique Korn. It's a Korn that is Korn for Achim. So the name, Omar Korn is Akorit, not for Achime. Hatois Akorit is a mitzvah, but it's not Kore for Achime, it's Kore because it's Kore. So in other words, it's Kore to be Mechape for Ube. So in many ways, since the Kapore depends upon the Zdike, that's the Gvara Vedas, and the Kapore is Nishla with the Zdike, so in many ways, on the contrary, the pivot in Machshev Shimon Bailey is Rike, not Shrike. Machshev Rike, Pesach, it's a unique Korn. It's a Korn of Achimah, it's the only Korn of Achimah. It's coming in order to be now. In order to be now. But Martin Zemach Pesach will have a share. In other words, it's a Korn of Achimah. So, it's a Korn of Achimah, and it's coming in order to be now. So the melee, the Zrike is not a pivot. The Zrike is not a pivot. On the contrary, Ba'amartem Zemach Pesach Ula Hashem. So the main thing in Shimon Bailey is the Shrite. Why should it be only Shrite? Why not? Oh, that's a Dichidesh. But we see from the Trach that there is something unique to come to Pesach, just the reverse of other Kabbalists. Because other Kabbalists, so it's called, it's calling in order to be calling, in order to be Mechaper, in order to be Meratze. Even if there is no Kapore, let's say Shlom himself, there is no Kapore, in order to be Meratze. Masheinke, Kom Pesach is calling for the purpose of Achille. So if it's calling for the purpose of Achille, so Zrike is not a pivot. And on the contrary, the Ram says that it all depends upon the Shrike. Shilubani depends after your punishment. All right, we'll leave you to be short. The Pesach is a good discussion. I have a problem with the discussion. Is in the Kuya. Yes. The Ram mentioned it. The Ram is a good discussion. The Ram is a good discussion. But the Ram is a good discussion.
So you can say that you're trying to put a very valid position. Some of the Shabbat would be alright, but there cannot be any equivalent.